Michael King, just 5'8", his 18th catch of the year. They'll hand it to McCrary, and the ball is loose on the turf. They dive for it. Ashland has it. McCrary coughs it up in the backfield, and the Eagles come up with the ball. Curtis Roop recovered the fumble. I'm not sure who hit him first down to jar it loose, but the Eagles dive on it, and it's a turnover, giving it back to AU.
The Eagles had some pressure over there and some penetration on that defensive right side, and he hit that ball over there, and when he did, someone knocked the ball free.
The Eagles can get a first down at the two-yard line, so it is not a third and goal situation. 2:20 to go, first quarter, no score. They have Bolin wide left. Let's see if they might throw a little timing route to the corner. He's going to go in motion. Brenner takes the snap. He drops back to throw. There it goes to Michael Schweitzer, all alone in the left corner of the end zone. Makes the catch. It's a touchdown, Eagles.
Hey, nice play call by the Eagles. You can see what they were doing. They sent Bolin to the inside, pulled the corner to the inside. And after Schweitzer just sort of faked the block on the line of scrimmage and hesitated a couple of seconds, and they broke free to the left side over there. Bolin really set that play up by going to the inside. But nice job by Austin Brenner.
Michael Schweitzer with his first touchdown reception of the year. Eagles take a 6-0 lead with 1:57 to go here in the first quarter. Here is the snap, and that is Conklin. He's in trouble. Eagles coming to get him. It's Rachel Durfer. He grabs him around the waist and sacks him back at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, good penetration that time, too. And you know, for us, you know, the Eagles, Michael Hopewell was back there in the backfield, too. He created the pressure that caused the quarterback to move right into Rachel Durfer's arms.
Well, Tristan had the INT taken away a little while ago by the holding penalty, but that time he gets the sack. Here come the Eagles now on offense. Austin Brenner brings him back out. Two receivers to the right. Austin rolling right, looking downfield. He will gun it middle of the field, looking for McLaughlin. Has it. Over the shoulder catch at the 35, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. He goes in. Touchdown, Eagles.
Great pass play. Great catch by the wide receiver that time, Jake. He really beat the safety. The safety was sort of hanging on to him. He swatted his arm away and got in the open. So the freshman, Jake McLaughlin, catches a big pass.
Don, that's your run-of-the-mill 72-yard touchdown pass to your big receiver who just got behind the defense, made a perfect grab. Austin put it right on the money.
Then he showed some speed after he got caught the ball.
On to attempt the extra point.
Eagles score on the first play of the second quarter. Second down and 10 from the 27-yard line. Cardinals operating in their own territory. Eagles ready to come charging. Back to throw Conklin. Rushed out of the pocket by Rachel Durfer, and Rachel Durfer will catch him and sack him at the 25.
Great play by Rachel Durfer that time. You know, Tristan was pursuing him from the back and caught him with 3 yards deep in the their side of the ball for a three-yard loss. And nice play by Rachel Durfer.
Second sack of the day for Tristan. Well, Rachel Durfer, another big defensive play. The senior out of Kenton, Ohio. Back to throw Conklin after the shotgun snap. Steps up in the pocket. Nobody to throw to, and Rachel Durfer got him again.
Yeah, nice job that time by Rachel Durfer.
Three sacks.
He's been all over the football field, so great for Rachel Durfer.
Here it's 14-7 AU. They're shifting around on the punt formation. They'll snap it back to Mathis, and it's blocked. Eagles block it. Punt is recovered at the 31-yard line by Ryan Corcoran. The Eagles block the kick, and the Eagles will have a chance here with 33 seconds left. The ball in Saginaw Valley State territory.
Oh, they got too fancy on that play right there.
I think it was Nick Cohn who blocked it. 11:07 and counting. We're in the third quarter. The Eagles leading at 14-7. Barnett to the right of Brenner. He's blocking. Austin back to throw. Wants to take a shot downfield. He hits his man. That's Bolin at the 5-yard line. First down, Eagles.
Boy, that was a nice throw right there. Bolin running a sort of a dig pattern across the middle to 5-yard line and had to be thrown perfectly, and it was thrown perfectly.
Marvin White tackled him right there. Line drive pass caught helmet high by Bolin. First and goal for the Eagles from the 5-yard line, trying to widen out this lead. Barnett still in the game. Washington on the sideline. Tight formation. Brenner takes the snap. They'll hand it to Jeffrey Barnett. He dives in. Touchdown, Eagles. Jeffrey Barnett subbing in for Giovanni Washington. Carries it home. His first college touchdown, a five-yarder.
And, boy, he hit that hole hard, didn't he, Dave? He was already to the goal line before the defenders even knew what hit them there. So nice job by Jeffrey Barnett.
Eagles take a 20-7 lead with 10:29 remaining here in the third quarter.
And the Eagles offense here is going to run a fourth down play. But
well, Satchel's coming out.
Satchel's out there.
Well, so. He's got the wind to his back. Don, the line of scrimmage is the 30. This would be a 47-yard attempt. Mm-hmm. As long as 42. We've seen him kick it certainly 47 yards on some of his made field goals.
He can make himself the hero here, can't he?
So Brenner will hold it. Fago will snap it. Eagles with a tight formation. Saginaw will try and block it. Still is leaning up over the football. Here's the snap and the kick by Satchel. It's on the way. It has the distance, and he made it.
Good.
Satchel Denton.
Oh, wow.
May have just sealed a win for AU. 24-14 with 2:27 to go. A 47-yard field goal for Satchel Denton.
Well, that's what we call making the money right there, because that 47-yarder in a windy day here, even though he did have a little wind at his back, it's more of a crosswind, so I give him a lot of credit to that. That kick was perfect. It would have been good for over 52 or 53.
Here is the
snap
to Conklin. The Eagles are going to get to him. They sack him. Let's see who got it. I think Rachel Durfer was in there on that.
Rachel Durfer was in there, whether it's he or Shreve, but both of them maybe get a half on that one.
If it's a half sack for Rachel Durfer, that would tie the school record. Conklin scrambled around. They finally caught him. What a day for Tristan Rachel Durfer. Saginaw Valley has no timeouts. 1:17 to go. They have the ball on the Ashland 28-yard line. The Eagles by 10. Conklin back to throw after a low snap. He will gun it deep downfield. Man is open down there. Pass is caught by Casey Williams. It's a touchdown in the left corner of the end zone. Six on the board for Saginaw Valley State. It's now 24-20.
Here we go with an onside kick. Secondary again. Frierson was in a position to possibly get to that football, and he just couldn't catch up with it.
Casey Williams with the touchdown reception, his fourth and his second touchdown scored in this game.
Folks out there, this is the play of the game for the Eagles right here. Need to recover this onside kick.
So you got Bolin, Ryan Coleman, Schweitzer. Looks like McLaughlin, Austin Williams, all in the area where the onside kick is going to go.
You can't hardly tell what they're going to do here. They got four guys on the on their left side, and a whole group of guys over here, and six guys on this side over here.
Here it comes to the right. Bolin has it. Eagles recover. Onside kick fails, and the Eagles have the possession of the football, and that will seal it for AU.
Bolin caught that ball on about a second bounce and went to the ground, and so he couldn't get hit on the play, and the Eagles – all they need to do now is just kneel a couple of times, and the game's over.
Well, the handshakes begin at midfield as the clock hits 20, and Saginaw Valley State cannot stop the clock. Lee Owens and Ryan Brady will meet after a hard-fought GLIAC battle today in cold and windy and rainy conditions at Wick Stadium here in Saginaw, Michigan. The Eagles outlast the Cardinals, and they pick up their sixth win of 2019. Eagles now have won five of their last six. Your final score today from Saginaw Valley State University, it was Ashland 24 and Saginaw Valley 21.